As sectarian violence escalates in Baghdad and other parts of Iraq, the Kurdish-controlled north continues to enjoy peace and relative stability. The region is attracting thousands of Iraqis fleeing the bloodshed elsewhere. But as NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Erbil, there are signs of growing internal trouble.
In a brand new classroom at the recently opened University of Kurdistan, students recite a poem by Langston Hughes as part of an exercise to improve their English.
And my old mother's black, if I ever kissed my white old man.
These 12 young Iraqis are part of the first class to enroll in a new 5-year program, which is paid for almost entirely by the Kurdistan Regional Administration. All of the coursework here will be done in English, with foreign professors and teachers like Guy Walbank from Cockermouth, England.
So just get your brain going, your memory going. This is good for general memory skills.
The atmosphere is relaxed, intimate, and clearly everyone here feels safe, even though Erbil is just an hour's drive from ultra-violent cities like Mosul and Kirkuk. When these students practice conversing in English, it's clear that the nearby conflict is not far from their minds.
Are you from Baghdad?
No, I'm from Kirkuk.
Why did you come to here?
To study.
Only?
Yes.
Or you are escaped from terrorist groups?
Since the U.S. invasion, Iraqi Kurdistan has defied the bloody trends in the rest of the country. The semi-autonomous Kurdistan regional government has kept insurgents out, while also building high-profile projects like shopping malls, ministries, airports, and this convention center, which hosted an international trade fair this week. Dr. Sohaib El-Niami is a Dubai-based businessman who stood outside his stall, which displayed German-made vacuum cleaners and electrical tools.
We were concentrating at the beginning on Baghdad market, which is much bigger than Kurdistan. But nowadays we are unable to sell anything because there are no shops, no showrooms able to open. I think Kurdistan now is the best in Iraq.
In addition to businesses, people are moving to Kurdistan. Salesman Ali Al-Mutwali brought his family here from Baghdad several months ago.
I brought my family because my house in Adamiya, which is a very hot zone these days.
The Iraqi Red Crescent says in just the last 2 weeks, more than 9,000 Iraqis fled from central Iraq to Erbil. But while many outsiders may view Iraqi Kurdistan as a safe haven, a growing number of native Kurds say they are frustrated with their mountain enclave. In the northeastern Kurdish town of Halabja, the mud in the unpaved streets of the main market is ankle deep.
Yes, but Kurdistan, it doesn't good because all is damaged. It doesn't have electricity, it doesn't have petrol.
Young Kurds here, like 25-year-old Anwar Arif, complain about unemployment, inflation, fuel shortages, and the ration of only 2 hours of electricity a day. Last week, the arrival of a tanker full of heating kerosene triggered a street brawl between Halabja residents fighting over the fuel. Locals point to fat cats in the ruling Kurdish political parties, who they say drive fancy cars, equip their homes with expensive generators, and hand their sons high-paying jobs. Angry young Kurds like 19-year-old Osama Jamal level harsh criticism at the same Kurdish leaders who once personified the Kurdish struggle against Saddam Hussein.
There was one Saddam in the past, but now all these leaders have become Saddams.
Disappointment, hopeless, and angriness.
Assos Hardy is editor-in-chief of an independent Kurdish newspaper. He says 3 years after the fall of Baghdad, the ruling Kurdish elite can no longer use Saddam as an excuse for their own failures.
What is the justification of still we don't have electricity? Why?
Last year, a power struggle erupted within the political party of Iraq's Kurdish president Jalal Talabani, who has ruled part of Iraqi Kurdistan for more than a decade. A self-styled reformist faction called for more fiscal transparency and a change in Kurdistan's system of patronage. Several armed clashes erupted between reformists and loyalists, resulting in the death of at least one woman bystander. Eventually, the leader of the reformists quit Talabani's party and left to start up his own Kurdish newspaper and TV station. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Erbil, Iraqi Kurdistan.